Research scientist Jerry Wyant has traveled this lonesome highway in western Texas to the McDonald Observatory in the Fort Davis Mountains almost every morning for 38 years. Once there, Wyant powers up this high-powered laser beam that travels to the moon and back several thousand times a day.
Light amplification by stimulated emitted radiation.
It's all part of a study funded by the U.S. Space Agency, NASA.
Laser? Yeah.
The laser sends pulses of green light through a telescope to four reflectors on the moon's surface.
It hits the reflector that we're aiming at, and then that reflector sends the light back.
Apollo 11 astronauts set the first reflector up when they made their first manned flight to the moon nearly 40 years ago. Subsequent Apollo missions added two more reflectors, and an unmanned Russian mission sent a fourth.
The fact that we can lunar range at all is just short of a miracle.
The lunar laser provides data on gravity, tides, and spreading land masses here on Earth. It has also showed that the moon is moving away from Earth 3.8 centimeters annually. NASA scientist Wendell Mendel.
This information about the structure of the Earth and the structure of the moon is fundamental to our understanding of how planets work.
It is all in a day's work for Jerry Wyant, deep in the quiet hills of western Texas. Paul Sisko, VOA News.